So tennis's latest, Cape Dory, and the handful of singles from the duo this past year has kept them in the national spotlight, with the good news from their camp that they've got their sophomore release set for release coming up February 14th, 2012. Called Young and Old, the album will be produced by Black Keys drummer Patrick Kearney and released on Fat Possum Records. In the meantime, you can get an advanced limited edition 7-inch single of Origins with the backside side B, Deep in the Woods, by pre-ordering it now through InSound. The single will be officially released on December 6th. More good health news is Three Kings Tavern co-owner Jim Norris, who was recently hospitalized for a week because of a brown recluse spider bite, is A-OK and back to work. Jim, of course, an avid fan of Colorado music that he hosts regularly at his very popular venue in Denver. Glad to see him doing well. And congratulations to bluesman Dan Trainer. The Blues Foundation has announced that Dan will be the 2012 recipient of the Keeping the Blues Alive Award for Education. Dan's been a Blues in the Schools presenter for the Colorado Blues Society, Pikes Peak Blues Community, Grand County Blues Society, and Austin Blues Society, among others, for the past 17 years. The actual award ceremony will be in Memphis on the last day of the International Blues Challenge Week. Neil Haverstick makes the grade. Mr. Stickman will be featured in the December 11th issue of Downbeat Magazine. According to an advanced quote from the article, it says in part, quote, "The Colorado-based adventurer seems to dip into a supernatural source of variations in the blues scale. Stickman tweaks the tuning of the notes with amazing assurance, with his elliptic musical curiosity extending from African drum patterns to Robert Johnson rhythms to childhood verse."